Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study from Roland Springs Baptist Church, and we are studying in the first part of the book of Daniel. And today we are on lesson 3, and we will be studying chapter 1 of Daniel. So let us begin our study today in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, the most sovereign and only God, our Lord, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, we approach you, your great throne today, and ask you, Father, to teach us through your word by the Holy Spirit, that we may learn of you, and Father, that you may use each of us as your witness, as your servants, to go out and tell others about you, Father, what a great God that you are. And I pray now that you will give each one that listens and studies the understanding, the wisdom and knowledge, that we may glorify your great name. And I ask it all in the name of Jesus. Now, as you know, in the first two lessons that we studied in this study of Daniel were what we call overviews. And, of course, an overview is to look at the big picture, the overview of the entire book that we're studying, which is the book of Daniel. And in studying the overview, we get a picture of all that Daniel is about. So today, we're going to do a little review, and then we will get into chapter 1. In this review, we learned that Daniel is about kings and kingdoms. And the theme of the book of Daniel is God Most High over the realm of mankind. And chapters 1 through 6 are chronological. And chapters 7 through 12 fit chronologically in the events that take place in chapters 1 through 6. So, in the first six chapters, we see the interpretation by Daniel of the king's dreams. There were different kings, and this is all in chapter 1 through 6. And then in the last chapters, there is Daniel's dreams, and here an angel interprets the dreams for Daniel. So, to get started into this study, it's necessary that we look at the history of Israel that leads up to Daniel chapter 1. So, what then is happening in Daniel 1, looking at those first two verses of Daniel 1, let's see what those two verses have to say and what they are saying to us. Starting in verse 1, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into king Nebuchadnezzar's hand, along with some of the vessels of the house of God, and he brought them to the land of Shinar, which is another name for Babylon, to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasury of his God. So, let's look at that and see what is happening in the history part before the book of Daniel is given to be written down. First of all, we see that it's the third year of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, which is the king there of Jerusalem, of Israel. So Nebuchadnezzar is the king of Babylon, and at this time he goes in and conquers or besieges Jerusalem. So the Lord gave Jehoiakim to Nebuchadnezzar, and he was taken to Shinar, and he also gave the Babylonian king some of the vessels of his temple in Jerusalem, which Nebuchadnezzar put into his God's treasury. So why did these things happen? What was the reasoning for this to happen? We're going to look at other scriptures that will put us to the history of the study of Daniel, so that we can get a good picture and understanding then of what took place that brought all of this about. We see in the book of Jeremiah they were taken. Jeremiah was given by God the vision of Israel being conquered and that they would be in captivity for 70 years. So I'm going to quickly read 1 through 12 of chapter 25 of Jeremiah and how we see that God gave this ahead of time to this man, this prophet, Jeremiah. Starting with verse 1. The word came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah the prophet said to all the people of Judah and all of those living in Jerusalem, for 23 years from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Ammon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. Jeremiah is saying, God's word has been spoken, and he gave it to me to tell you what is going to take place if you don't listen and obey him. Verse 4, he said, and though the Lord has sent all of his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid attention. They said, turn now each of you from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land that the Lord has given you and your ancestors forever and ever. Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. But you did not listen to me, declares the Lord, and you have aroused my anger with what your hands have made and have brought harm to yourselves. Therefore, the Lord Almighty says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the people of the north, and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declares the Lord, and I will bring them against the land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, sound of millstones and the light of the lamp. The whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. So, here we see in these verses how that God tells beforehand his people through the prophets that what he will do to bless them and what he will do if they are not obedient, and how that this is going to come about, as we see and study here in the book of Daniel. We will see how that all of this has come to pass because of the rebellion of the nation. And going into the book of Leviticus, we see some more about the prophecies where that God told the prophets beforehand what was going to take place. Everything that is written and took place in the book of Daniel. So, here in the book of Leviticus, we begin to see how that God told the people how they were to serve him. And so, in order to get to that, I want us to go first to Daniel chapter 1 and read these first verses. We read first already verses 1 through 2. So let's look and see now that people of Israel, of Judah, have been captured and in bondage. And they're in taking them. They, in that first siege, there were three sieges. And in the first siege, there were the princes and the princesses and those of high authority. So, let's read then verses. I'm going to go back to where those verses are, starting in verse 3, and see exactly now that they have been captured and they're before the king. Let's look at chapter 3. It says, then the king, King Nebuchadnezzar, ordered Asbanaz, chief of the court officials, to bring into king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and the nobility. And these are the first siege. Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing aptitude for every kind of learning, well informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. He was to teach them this Asbenaz, that was the chief official of King Nebuchadnezzar. He says he was to teach them the language and the literature of the Babylonians. And the king assigned them a daily amount of food and wine from the king's table, and they were to be trained for 3 years, and after that, they were to enter the king's service. So, verse 6 says, from among those chosen, these are those noble ones from Judea, from Israel, that had been captured. And it says in verse 6, among those who were chosen were some from Judah: Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. The chief official gave them new names. These are Babylonian names. To Daniel, the name Belshazzar. To Hananiah, Shadrach. To Mishael, Meshach. And to Azariah, Abednego. So, here in verse 8 of chapter 1 tells us, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief officials for permission not to defile himself this way. Now God had caused the official to show favor and compassion to Daniel. But the official told Daniel, I am afraid of my lord the king, who has assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would then have my head because of you. So, here we see that Daniel and these three men that were of high officials, they were brought, they were to come in before the king, but before they were to come in before the king, they were to be fed, it says, and taught for 3 years so that they would be strong and well-educated, and they would be presented then before the king. But why then did Daniel say that no, that we won't defile ourselves by eating the king's, drinking the king's wine or eating his food? Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were raised under the laws given to Moses, and they knew the laws. And so Daniel was abiding by what God had instructed his people to live by. And he said, I'm not going to defile the word of God. Let's look at Leviticus chapter 11, verses 44 through 47. And here we see in these verses where that God spoke, and he said in this verse 44, I am the Lord your God. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am holy. Do not make yourselves unclean by any creature that moves along the ground. I am the Lord who brought you up out of Egypt to be your Lord God. Therefore, be holy, because I am holy. These are the regulations concerning animals, birds, every living thing that moves about in the water, every creature that moves along the ground. You must distinguish between the unclean and the clean, between living creatures that may be eaten and those that may not, be eaten. So, here in Leviticus, it was pointed out, so Daniel knows that he is not going to deceive God, his Lord. And here he decides that he's not going to defile by eating anything unclean. And he knew that the Lord had said, and he had seen what had happened to his people for disobeying God. So, in verse 9 of chapter 1, we see that the Lord gave Daniel favor and compassion from the commander of the officials, and he received the commander's permission to not eat the king's food and wine. So, In verse 12, we see that Daniel proposed to the official of the king a 10-day test. So in this test, the overseer of the king agreed that the Daniel and his three Hebrew friends would drink nothing but water and eat vegetables, because it was a very scary and a risky thing for this overseer of the king to take this chance, because if they were not healthy and stronger than the others, then it would be his head. So we know in verses 15 and 20 how that we can relate to keeping God's laws. But in Deuteronomy, let's read a little bit in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, and see how that God spoke. And he spoke in these verses, chapter 6, verses 20 through 25. And he is speaking to the people through the prophet. He says, in the future, when your son asks you what is the meaning of the stipulation, decrees, and the laws the Lord our God has commanded you, tell your son, that we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. And the Lord commanded us to obey all these decrees and to fear the Lord our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive, as is the case today. And if we're careful to obey all his law before the Lord our God, as he commanded us, that will be our righteousness. So now we're seeing how that these people that he gave the command to his their forefathers about keeping the law, how that God would bless the people, and he was going to bring them to the promised land. Of course, now this is the time when they are in the promised land, but they are becoming a disobedient people and not fulfilling the word that has been given to their forefathers and passed down through generations. And so because of their disobedience, they are being taken captive. And some of those, this is the first group that Daniel was a part of. As we look back and see, we can see how that there were different sieges that took place. When Babylon went in to take Judah, there was the first siege. They took the nobles and the princes and those of high authority, and that was in 605 B.C. And the second siege, they took another group, and that was in 597 B.C. And then in the third siege, they took the five in the year 588 to 586. So we are looking then now at Daniel and at the first siege that when he took those, the princes and the nobles, and Daniel and his friends are being made ready for the service of King Nebuchadnezzar. So in verses 15 through 20, let's look at those verses now. starting with verse 15, it says, remember that the official had agreed to let Daniel and his friends drink water and eat vegetables for 10 days. Now in verse 15, it says, at the end of the 10 days, they looked healthier and better nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. So the guard took away their choice food and the wine they were to drink and gave them vegetables instead. So here we see that God's hand is working because of their obedience. That shows us that God promises, and if we keep the promises and if we keep His commandments, if we follow His word, then He will keep His promises. And so here He is keeping the promises to Daniel and his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they are looking healthier and stronger than those that are eating the meat and the wine of the king. So they obeyed the Lord, and He took care of them, even in the king's training. And then when they were presented to King Nebuchadnezzar, he found them 10 times better in understanding wisdom than all the magicians and conquerors. And it says in verse 17, to these four young men, this is in the first chapter, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. And Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. And verse 18 says, at the end of the time set by the king to bring them into his service, the chief official presented them to Nebuchadnezzar, and the king talked with them and found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered the king's service. In every matter of wisdom and understanding about which the king questioned them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and enchanters in his whole kingdom. And verse 21 says, and Daniel remained there until the first year of King Cyrus. So now we are seeing that Daniel also stays in the king's service for the entire 70 years of captivity into the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. So, what then have we learned? What in this first chapter do we see that tells us about God, about who He is? First of all, we see that God is supreme. And then we see that God is faithful to keep His word. And then we see that God sends blessings and curses. So as we do this study and go forward into the book of Daniel, we're going to see the sovereignty of God. And how that in all of His sovereignty, He uses His people, just ordinary people, and those that He has placed in high places to bring about His plan. And when we look back into history and study, we can look at our own lives and see how that God in His sovereignty works in individual lives to bring about His plan. And today, we in this generation can see all the fulfillment of God's great plan from the very beginning of time, how that he has worked, and we see his sovereignty and how that he uses his people. Remember that we are created in his image, and he said earlier in the study that we read in Leviticus that we're to be holy as he, God, is holy. So be diligent to study and to pray and ask God to give you understanding and knowledge as we study together. May the Holy Spirit fill each one and lead us to understanding that we too can be a Daniel that stands for God and to serve him and not to let the things of this world interfere with our service toward God Almighty. So we will close today's lesson and we'll close out in prayer. Next week, which will be lesson 4, we will be studying when confronted by a madman and his dream. So study diligently and grow in the grace and knowledge of God. Father, thank you so much for your precious word, for your truths, that you had it written down for us, that we can know because we can look back and know that every word that you had written down is true because, Father, we know that it has all happened. It's all come about just as you had it written down in your word up till this very day, this very time. And we're going to study in your word of Daniel. You're going to show us the history of the time in the past. You're going to show us the present time. And you have written down through Daniel the prophet, we will be able to see what is to come about in the future, the things that have not yet come. And Father, we just ask that you teach us, that we be diligent to pray, to study, that we may know you and that we may fulfill that you have placed us here to do. We ask it now in the name of Jesus. Amen.